Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Children's referendum made a promise to young and vulnerable people that their voices would be listened to. Today, Drive Time can reveal one area of government and one child for whom this is at best an aspiration. Previously on the programme, we've reported the difficulties of an alleged victim of child sexual abuse and rape in accessing support services from the HSE. Today, Philip Boucher-Hayes reports on the result of an investigation by the Children's Ombudsman into this girl's neglect by the HSE. It's a lengthy report, Philip, that you've had sight of. Will you give it to us in a nutshell?
Mary, the HSE did not provide support services to an alleged rape victim because of a dispute with her mother, and the girl subsequently made several attempts on her life. She was also separately deemed not to be at risk from further abuse after she had reported the crimes against her, when in fact she says that she was raped and threatened at knife point just a few weeks after she made the report to try and silence her.
Now, so that you can give us as much detail as you can about the girl, we'll call her Maggie. And she says she was raped by a neighbour.
And she revealed the rape to her mother at the end of 2006, who went with her to report it to the guards. She was referred to the HSE by the Gardaí, but there was no follow-up, no services, social workers or psychologists. Nothing happened for several weeks until the girl's mother actually went to the trouble of getting her solicitor to prompt the HSE into action. And from this point on, the Ombudsman's report confirms a catalogue of errors that we have actually previously reported on this programme. First off, Maggie did not want to be medically examined by a man, which is understandable in the circumstances, but the HSE was unable to find a suitably qualified female specialist to carry out the examination. This was a national staffing problem, says the HSE, not one peculiar to Maggie's individual case. But the Ombudsman's report concludes, and I'm quoting now, the HSE actions in arranging medical examinations show significant and unexplained lapses of time.
And what was the dispute between the HSE and the girl's mother?
The HSE wanted to interview Maggie on her own, which in abuse cases is entirely understandable. But Maggie wanted to be with her mother. Now, Maggie's mother, Sarah, says that she was just representing her child's concerns. Maggie had been through the trauma of relating her abuse to the Gardaí several times. Her first encounter with the HSE was hostile and unbelieving of her, so she said that she didn't want to go back to them alone. Her mother communicated that and asked to be present, saying that she was just expressing her child's wishes, but the HSE says that the mother was in effect blocking access to Maggie because they wanted to interview her on her own. But remember, Maggie was 11 years old at this time. Now, I asked her when I met her first last year why she wasn't able to see the HSE on her own.
They did want to talk to me if I went in by myself, but I wouldn't talk without my mum. So after that, they just didn't want to talk to me at all.
Why were you not able, do you think, to talk to them by yourself?
I just didn't feel comfortable talking to someone unless mum was there. And there'd be some things that I didn't want to say because I didn't want to go back over it. So I'd ask mum to say it for me. And then other times I would talk. But when I was there by myself, I just wasn't comfortable at all. And In general, I was really shy anyways when it came to people I didn't know. So I just wanted mum there so I would be comfortable talking to them.
You were 10 years old, so fair enough on one level.
It made it a lot worse because it was really hard to talk about it and go back over it anyways. But then when it turned out that they didn't believe me, then I felt like I was wasting my time telling people, and I wished that I hadn't told anyone to start and just try to forget about it and just let it continue on, that I hadn't told anyone because they didn't believe me.
You would rather almost that the abuse would have continued than to go through not being believed?
Yeah, I would. Because at first I didn't know it was wrong, so it wasn't really affecting me. And then when I knew it was wrong and was told that it could be stopped and I could get help, I was happy that that could happen. But then when it turned out they didn't believe me and nothing was going to happen about it, then it felt like I'd just gone through all of that for nothing.
Now, the ridiculous thing about this is that HSE policy actually allows for introductory getting to know you interviews with the parent present. So it's clear that they could have had meetings with Sarah present until the social worker or psychologist gained her trust, but that wasn't what the HSE opted for in this case. And this is something that the Children's Ombudsman takes them to task over in this report that I've had sight of. Communication difficulties, they say, with the child's parent were exacerbated by administrative inefficiency and delay on the part of the HSE. The Ombudsman's office met with Maggie and it concluded it is clear that she feels her views were not respected by the HSE and that her voice was ignored. And the Ombudsman blames the HSE for not obtaining direct knowledge of the child's basic wishes and concludes, quote unquote here, the delay had a direct adverse effect on the child by depriving the child of social work.
So what impact has all of this and this lack of support services had on Maggie herself?
Hard to tell what the absence of services did to her, but this much I can relate as a fact. Not long after she reported the rape to Gardaí and before anybody assessed her mental health, she made an attempt on her life, and it was to be the first of quite a few such attempts.
It hurt a lot and it made me very down and very low, and I just wanted everything to go because I didn't think I was going to get anywhere because no one believed me. So I got really upset.
How low did it get?
To a stage where I just wanted everything to go. I wanted to end everything. I wanted to end my life.
Couldn't get out of bed. Just want to pull the duvet over your head. Go away world.
Yeah, very much like that. I didn't want anything.
And when you say that you wanted your life to end, was it that you wanted somebody to come in and do something dramatic to help you, or do you really think that you just did not want to go on living?
Well, sometimes it would be wanted all go away, wanted to be dead, didn't want anything anymore, wanted my life ended. But then other times it would have been a cry for help to get people to act more on what was going on, that I actually was really struggling.
And that's why you started hurting yourself?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I started by cutting my wrist.
And was that a serious attempt on your life? Or again, do you think that you were looking for somebody to come in and try and take charge and sort out your problems?
Looking back on it now, I think I was looking for someone to come in and help me and to see that I actually was struggling and needed help.
You said at the outset, Philip, that she was deemed not to be at risk from any further abuse. She claims, though, she was raped again after reporting the crime.
And there are questions here, very serious questions for the Gardaí to answer, not just the HSE. And I understand that the Garda Ombudsman is looking into the investigation of her case too. And that report is expected in the coming months. But the HSE told the Children's Ombudsman's Office, by way of explaining or excusing its lack of action, that there would usually be no allocation of a social worker on an ongoing basis if there was no ongoing risk that was apparent to them. But from Maggie's account, it would appear that there was a clear risk because for 3 weeks after she'd reported her abuse, she didn't leave the house. And the first day that she did leave the house to go over to a friend's, her abuser, she says, was waiting for her. He dragged her to his house. She says that he raped her again and threatened to keep her silent, that she should keep silent at knife point. Now, obviously, these are issues for the Gardaí and the DPP to answer, but if the HSE had been listening properly, if it had in fact engaged with her at all by that point, which they hadn't, it would have understood clearly that she was reporting that there was an ongoing risk to her safety.
Has she ever received the psychological or social work services that she needed?
Well, solicitors for the child contacted the HSE 6 months after she had first reported her allegations in an attempt to try and get the HSE to engage directly for the child's benefit. The Ombudsman notes, again, direct quote from this report, it does not appear that the HSE substantively responded to that request at that time. In other words, what the HSE did was they just ignored this letter from the child solicitor saying, please engage with her for her benefit. The report also details how in the ongoing catalogue of neglect that Maggie did eventually get to meet with a social worker. But she reported back that the substance of that meeting with the social worker was that she and her mother should stop complaining about everything that had happened to them before that point. Which, if it is true, if this is what the social worker did say to her during the course of that meeting, it is ethically very, very dubious to say the least of it. And it would yet again be further neglect of a teenage girl who was at that point in time suicidal. She had made several more attempts on her life. That, though, to her mind, talking to Maggie, isn't as grave an insult as just not being believed.
When we got talking about it, she literally was saying that she didn't believe me, but didn't actually say it, that she was questioning me again and making me even think, wait, did this actually happen? Like, am I actually, maybe I'm overthinking things now. She got me starting to nearly go at what she was saying.
There is no doubt in your mind, though, you were raped by this man. And on a number of occasions.
Yeah, I was. No doubt in my mind.
How does it feel to say that?
It's weird to finally admit it out loud, and it does hurt a bit when I talk about it, but it's better to talk about it. I realise now it's better to talk about it than keep it in. I suppose now I want to actually try and get everything sorted and try and talk by myself, and because I've gotten older and looked into it more, I've realised maybe I should just talk by myself and be able to get over it instead of just bottling it all up.
Philip, what does the HSE have to say about all of this?
Nothing. Obviously, we wanted to ask them questions specifically about the areas of neglect in which Maggie suffered, but also I wanted to ask them why was it that it would... I understand that 40 pages of this report were removed at the instigation of the HSE before the Ombudsman had completed the report. It may be that these are issues that the HSE feels have been answered and don't need to be included in a report, but in the interests of completeness, it would be interesting to know what it was that those pages dealt with.
Philip Boucher-Hayes, thank you very much. It's